Right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey yo, DJ Face Mob, turn my motherfucking mic up. Yo, it's the boss, J Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host Carter Mafioso, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Angelica Scurry, Razor, E-Dub, Young Nah, King Ski, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They should have never gave you niggas money. Ma. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
That ride. Little motherfucking throw bite. Take off.
Thursdays have us staring at the clock from 11 to 1. We got a lot. All that gang shit. Tell them shows you can't respond. Cause reality radio on the line. Gonna die. 1 to infinity. Where world reside? Being individual, get political. Yeah. The president that we know is kind of a face mob. Ladies is repping too. Meet the queen, Miss Chief. If you come across Angelica, I'm telling you, niggas better calm your folks or get that smoke from dope. West smoke. Side, he gon' grind for the coast. Nigga, just be you, cause you can't be just KP. No. With the balls, you can't collect KG. Need a real one to back the play. Yeah. Pass it to Peter Lay. Yeah. When it come to radio, you know who slay. And he just starts rocking this raggedy ass bitch. I'm just riding at the squad. Bro.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm staring at the clock from 11 to 1. We got a lot.
Got
all that
up.
Gang shit. Tell those shows you can't respond. Cause reality radio on the line. Niggas gonna die.
Duval County. It's your boy Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, aka Face Mob, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro? Ma.
High time. What up, world? It's your boy, God Mafioso, aka Face Mob. The Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 619, representing that team Beat Shop, you know what I'm saying? It's the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight,
dog? Hey, turn up Thursdays, ready to get it in. My family, it's your girl, Miss Chief. I'm representing that 6-1 Nina, Southern California, ready to go. Let's go, let's get it. I'm ready to talk
let's
to my
it.
Sis.
That's what's up. I'm loving that energy, queen. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to keep it on the West Coast because it's the motherfucking best coast, representing that team, No Filter. He's Bay Fresh like a motherfucker. Dope-ass music live in the building. What it do, fam, blow?
Coo-coo-coo-coo! Coo-coo-coo-coo!
You always fucking up the intro. You always fucking up the intro. That's what's up. All right, man. We're going to bring it on down south. You know what I'm saying? Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 504. Representing that New Orleans. It's that special guest co-host. It's the Queen, Lady B, live in the building. What it do, darling?
What's going on, folks? What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey.
That's what's up. Hey, well, you had a better outro than dope, baby, so we appreciate you. You know we love you, lady. That's what's up. That's what it is.
Yeah, I wasn't coming in with that cuckling shit. I don't know what he had going on tonight.
Yeah, he's going on some other shit. All right, man.
Just some different. Same shit, different toilet. Same shit,
yeah,
different
you
toilet.
But there it is. Ma. Nigga acting like Cole off of Martin around this bitch. But we got to keep it moving.
Right.
Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 228. It's the 228 boy himself. It's the main man. E-Dub live in the building. What it do, player pimp?
What's them? What's good, people? How y'all feeling, man? It's your boy E-Dub checking in. Groundhog Radio Squad, man. Y'all already know how we coming, man. Shout out to the whole motherfucking panel. Let's get it, child. What's up?
Let's get it. Mob. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We squad deep tonight. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Also representing that 228. Representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ. The legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. Big Pimp. What it do? True.
Shit! God damn! In this raggedy ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, check this out. You are now listening to another fire ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to kick back with whatever you kicking back on, the sofa chair, the recliner chair, love seat, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We want you to just kick back. And then we want you to relax. You know what I'm saying? Get your wine. Get your beer. Get your liquor. Get your weed. You know what I'm saying? And please don't forget, we run the Matrix around this ragless bitch. Yo, shit, let's bust a power move on they stinking ass and do it the right way, GHR style. You dig, trill.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. It's Grind Hard Radio with, we going uncut with our special guest co-host, Miss Lady B. She's live in the motherfucking building. We about to turn it all the way up, man. Starting off with this crazy ass topic. So, Big Broski, DJ Sergeant Rock, what's the topic for tonight, man? Now, this going to start some shit. This about to start some shit.
Hey, you right. This is going to start some shit. You know what I'm saying? I was blown away. You know what I'm saying? But hey, look, I'm telling you now, this shit gonna cause some problems. You know what I'm saying? So let's go. Tonight's GHR topic.
Don't do it, right?
We wanna know who starts the most arguments in a relationship, women or the men?
So you know what to do, man. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit us up 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can hit us up in the Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, man. And we're going to start it off, you know, since we uncut with Lady B, we're going to start off with the queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss G, Bill Minded, with Pop It, live on Ground Hard Radio, uncut. Let's get it. Turn up for a motherfucking
check. Let's get
Ma.
Go.
Introducing my DJ, Ma. Ground Hard Radio. Ma. You now in tune to another season of Ground Hard Radio. Mary King, G, Chronic, and Gene Grind, Miss G, Beat Shy, Miss Angel 904, DJ Sajay Rock.
Radio. Lego. There I.
Hey, poppy. Let me see you bust it open, baby. Drop it. Never done before. Pop it. Let me see you bust it open, baby. Drop it. Like it's never done before, baby.
Just want to fill her, shout to tell her. Where the fuck is my fucking scalp killer? Bitch turned into a motherfucking swiller. Meet the little Uzi, I am so chinchilla. I only pop money back with big dealers. So you should try a 16 without the filter. Ass got 808, woof, that's sex appeal. But he got a big goon behind the wheel. The only thing that's popping is his Magnum steel. He got a big gun that I'm trying to feel. I was there when the pussy guys was making deals. I'm trying to drop it on him, trying to break the seal. If we should ever meet, don't touch the paint. Stay curbside, safe place, checkmate. He wanna see my ass pop, that's a check date. He want a good girl with them bad breaks.
Poppy, let me see you bust it open, baby. Drop it. Bust it open for an ill one. I'm trying to see you pop it, just drop it for an ill one. Baby kinda thick, and her homegirl's hella bad too. Put my team together, we gon' blow and we gon' pop too. Now she in my lane, now you knowin' what I'm gon' do. Get up in her brain, let her know that I'm the Mac, the illest in the game, but where your man at, baby? Get that nigga hella lame, I saw that nigga yesterday. He was asking for some change, I'm the M.A.K., baby. You know it ain't the same, you can tell by the watch, you can tell by the ring. You can tell the way I'm fitted, the nigga that come with it. And Mac, you, just slide out like I never did it, but bust it open for them ill niggas, poppy. Poppy, come turn up with the meal, nigga.
Grow Hard Radio. Lou.
You know the paper gotta be precise, homie.
Let's go, Razor.
It's Hustle Line NMA. Double MG.
Yeah, yeah.
Dorsey Gang. Razor. Jump.
All black hoodie, black jeans. Taliban mask on me. 40 cal strap on me. 30 round mag on me. Still my mama's baby, though I drive her crazy. Gave her my 380.
Straight like that.
Wiping kids first till I'm in a hearse. Hit them where it hurts.
Straight like that.
I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that. If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that.
If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like that.
I be getting to the cake, anyhow, anyway. 9 to 5 of the year. Riding around with that thing. If a nigga wanna play, and anything in between, keep the bag on the string. See, the family comes first, second only to God. Respect is still everything. Yeah, yeah. When you in the streets like this, you feast like this and drink top shelf. And when you live like this, the streets to give you a championship belt.
Straight up.
And this is what I do it for. Anything else is uncivilized. Better take care of you and yours.
Yeah.
Cause I'ma do for me and mine. All black hoodie, black jeans, Taliban mask on me. 40 cal strap on me. 30 round mag on me. Still my mama's baby, though I dropped a crazy gave her my 380.
Straight like that.
Wife and kids first till I'm in a hearse. Hit them where it hurts.
Straight like that.
I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that.
If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that.
If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like
got
that.
Got no trust for no suckers. So watch who you do business with. Call my name is Stone. It's right there where them killers sit. Did this shit on my own. Never needed no dealer. Shit trying to right all my wrongs. Wanna see my little niggas live. Can't let up no pressure. I'm pushing the pedal. I don't want none of these dream niggas selling. Soon as you come up, they pulling you down. That's one of the reasons I'm always on ready. And we still running and chasing the paper. Plug with the dreads and the Chicos and Haitians. Who only concerned with the money we make. Dope in the pot equal brand and Mercedes. Right out the street to a big ass mansion. Trap all week just to keep that fast. Fucked up a chat, but imagine you can have it. Double back, do it all again like an athlete. Ballin', ballin', ballin'. Catching plays like I'm Crabtree. Who the fuck is you? Nigga, you ain't never had me.
All black hoodie, black jeans, Taliban mask on me. 40 cal strap on me, 30 round mag on me. Still my mama's baby, though I dropped a crazy, gave her my 380.
Straight like that.
Wife and kids first, till I'm in a hearse, hit them where it hurts.
Straight like that.
I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that.
If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the bag, yeah.
Straight like that.
If you grind and hold your head, yeah.
Straight like that.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Ayo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
I said, certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pull out game weak.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, wellness inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots. Hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sunny is going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, now the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he's T10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy, huh?
Brown Hall Radio. We run this shit. Alright, man, this is Brown Hall Radio Uncut. Make sure you check out the official website. That's brownhallradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes, and you can check us out in syndication on our own shit, man. Ground Hard Radio is 24/7. We run a 24/7 on live365.com. You dig? Team, reading that teleprompter real good this season. That's how we doing it, man. Before we get the show started, I want to run down the playlist real quick. That was actually Miss Angel 904 playlist. You know what I'm saying? She wanted me to play some of her favorite songs. Hopefully she will join us a little bit later in the show. You know what I'm saying? Definitely missing you, Trill Queen. Would love for you to be in the building. But team, yeah. Nevertheless, we got to go ahead and get into this Ground Hard Radio Uncut topic for tonight, which I thought would be good. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was hoping all the ladies would be in the building, because I definitely want to hear the women's side. I want to hear what my brothers got to say. But nevertheless, man, the topic for tonight: who starts the most fucking arguments in the relationship? Is it the women or is it men? You know what I'm saying? And you know how we gonna do, man. We gonna start off with our very own queen, Miss T. What's your thoughts on the topic, darling? We gonna break this shit down tonight, team. Goddamn it, this is a real roundtable.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's go.
I think verbally we start the most arguments because, you know, we call out shit. But men are the, it's like a, you know, action reaction, you know. So when they do things, we are more verbal. We use our language more. So yeah, I'll call it out. I'm not argumentative, but I will call somebody out. I think that I would say women start verbally, but the actions that we are responding on are, and it could be men or woman, you know, who we're responding to. It's we deal with more emotions, so I would say, you know, we use our vocabulary more, and you know, it may come out that it sound like an argument. Men, I think, are more passive, not, you know, I don't think they're as argumentative as women are.
Wow, sis, you said a mouthful, Chief. Like, yeah, for real. That was straight up.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, let's just keep it real. The average guy is not really an argument, you know, argument.
No, they
person,
have to,
you know,
the emotions have to be
guys,
in it.
Yeah.
Or they got, you know, some female issues, you know, down the line. Or
yeah, they got female
tenders. Or mama issues or something like that. Those are the only ones that I see that are combative with women. And want to, you know, rumble with a woman. As a man, I don't think that you should have that type of conversation with a woman. Now, there's a healthy, you know, debate, but when it becomes into arguing, I don't think a man should step on that line. Women are more emotional, you know, and, you know, you might say something, and the truth fucking hurts, which might ensue an argument.
And that's real talk. And so, Chief, by you saying that, it's so many spectrums to this shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Because, like you just said, it's uncut. I'm going to cuss tonight. Fuck it. Niggas don't sit up and argue with women all day. And I think I heard Ross say, you know, if a nigga do, he got some female tendencies. You understand what I'm saying? It's because the niggas not even going back and forth. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just some real shit.
Right.
That's why I always say, like, y'all just don't understand this. Like, I don't have arguments with women. I'm going to need you to call your husband or your boyfriend or your baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, first and foremost, I got respect for women. You know, my mama is a woman. You understand what I'm saying? So I can get cussed out by a dog, like a dog, by a woman, but you'll never
right.
get cussed out no woman. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
I slap the shit out of a nigga all day. You know what I'm saying? We can do whatever we need to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how I am when it comes to women. You know, so it's just more than the conversation of who start the most arguments. You know what I'm saying? It's a wide spectrum of that shit. You know, so
that was well said,
Queen. You know what I'm saying? And I like how you said women are more verbal with it. So you broke that shit down.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, we're going to keep it moving.
No complaints there.
I know, right? We're going to keep it moving. Well said, Miss Chief, and we're going to throw it to our special guest co-host, girl, Lady B. Darling, what you want to put in on that topic? What's your thoughts?
Uh-oh.
I have to agree with her. Women do start the most arguments. I mean, I like the way she put it. It was cute, the way she put it.
it was very polite and politically correct, right?
It was cute. It was cute. She put all the little flowers and icing on it and everything, you know, but it was cute.
Lady, be crazy.
You know, I mean, it was
well,
cute.
Well, I guess you're going to break it down
for
us, huh,
Lady? Yeah, I mean, when we get down to it, come on. I mean, yeah, we are vocal, but women, we could be contrary as a motherfucker, you know, because we might ask you something and you don't answer that shit right, or it don't sound right, or the answer just don't fit in the equation that we want it to. And it's about to be hell in the city. Like, that wasn't the answer I was expecting from you, which means that your ass might just be up all night on that one topic because it didn't
right.
sound the way we expected it to sound. So unless it fit in that equation, it's going to be a long fucking night. You know, and it
right.
might be a long week depending on how that question fits into the whole thing, you know. And in some cases, it's going to be
damn.
A minute, you know? It depends.
God damn.
So, but we, you know, and for the most part of it, men, they just like, if that's what you say, baby, then that's what it is. You know, I'm not trying to do all this with you. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Most, they just, look, I just want this girl to shut the fuck up. If that's what
right.
I'm doing, that's
right.
what it is. They don't want to do all of that, you know?
Right.
And that's just what it is. You know, they don't want to do all of that. But we got to have our say. We got to have the first say, the last say. And this motherfucker better say the right shit or it's going to be a problem.
Right.
And we do start the most arguments. And men don't, they ask, we ask them something. And they be saying, man, I sure hope this ain't one of those trick questions where I'm going to be in trouble or I'm going to say the wrong shit. And, you know, I just hope this ain't one of those questions that I got to be in trouble or, you know. And they do ask that because I ain't going to lie. I see my old man cringe sometimes, too, when I ask him something. He be like, oh, God. Well, what you think?
Wow.
I just ask you a question, man. Just answer me, you know. Because he be like, listen. I don't want to do this with you. Just whatever you want to do is fine with me. Because I know I sometimes be off on some shit, you know? And the only
right.
time you really have men doing that type of shit, now they got some men that's just Jenny women. They can go with you and they be getting down with you, but that's them unstable ass men. But the average man don't want to do all of that shit. They don't want to be
wow.
doing all that arguing and shit,
right
you know?
Up.
But they got
right.
some of them out there that straight bitch mate. They will argue
right.
with the best of the best, you know.
Right.
But
right.
we women. Oh yeah, we women. We do kick some shit, you know. But that's because sometimes too we overthink, you know. We overthink and we put some shit in our head and once we analyze what it should be, the rest is history, you know?
Right.
The rest is history, but that's because we are emotional creatures. Men are not
right.
like, they're not
right.
cut like us. We are emotional creatures. So we automatically going to take a situation, break it down, put
right.
in all our little pieces, and do what we going to do with it, and Once we got our mind made up, everybody else better come sing along, clap along, and goddamn it, you better be on beat. And the rest is it.
Right.
You're going to play I Spy. You're going to play I Spy.
That's it.
Oh, shit. Here you go.
That's it.
You're going to play I Spy.
That's it. And that's it. So we do,
yeah,
we do
it's
start
a broad
some
topic,
shit.
Though.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
go
do
down.
Start
go
some
down.
Shit.
Wow.
Say it like that.
Yeah.
Say it, goddamn it. That's what it is.
Okay, well, at least y'all telling the goddamn truth. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even want to say it.
You know what I'm saying? At least you're telling the motherfucking truth. Shit. Goddamn.
And check this out. Before the show started, I had told Rock, I said, we all know women start the most goddamn argument, but let's just try to that's what you're with it. And so for y'all to be so 100 with it, that's some grind hard shit. I love it. Salute, Queens.
Yeah, for real.
Up. And y'all know I just got to say this.
Good.
I would have loved to know what Miss Angel 904 would have said about this topic. You know what I'm
man,
saying?
So that's oh, my God.
Yeah.
She'd have kicked right on in with this one, boy. Man.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
She could have went on a tangent.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Trill Queen.
All right, man. Mob, Team Duval, 904, stand the fuck up. That's how we do. All right, we're going to keep it moving, man. I'm going to know what my brothers think. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start off with Carter Mafioso. Bro, what's your thoughts on the topic?
Hey.
No doubt. The Queens is right. I agree with the Queens 100%. And also, the motherfucker who don't get their way, they be the first motherfucker to cry and start whining. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, my bad. You want to elaborate on that topic? Break it down.
God damn. Yeah, you right.
They don't get their way. They going to make the noise, huh?
Yeah.
You right. They going to let you know it. If
yeah,
you tell a woman
brother.
No, oh, you in for it. They gonna let you have it. They going to let you have it.
It's just
oh, yeah.
about what you willing to go through with that person.
Right.
Right. Now, but don't eye gaze while you riding in the car with your man. Don't eye gaze. Oh. Don't turn your head.
No eye gaze.
You know, to another brother you see. You know, he might be posted at the bus stop. You know what I'm saying? G'd up or let you know what she like. And she gonna make some good eye contact, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they will get caught, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I tell mine one time, get your head, your eyes knocked back to the back of your head. You know what I mean? But you look at that.
Cause you
you like what you see? You wanna
because you looking
you
so hard,
get out
bro.
And stand with him. You wanna get over there and stand with him at the bus stop.
Right,
you
right.
Let your ass out.
Yeah.
I mean, shit like that, you know. But
well, hey,
but
like
mainly it'd be the females.
Yeah.
You know, it's 11-1. You know, females outnumber the males 11-1. So they gonna test you to make sure you ain't got nobody else in your mind. You know what I'm saying? They going to do little slick shit. It might not even be serious. They just, you know, they do shit like
yeah,
that.
They just,
to make sure
they just
they
trying
stay
you.
Straight. Yeah.
They just trying
so
you.
They spot
make
straight.
Sure, yeah, make sure
nobody.
Yeah,
yeah, make sure nobody ain't playing around their home. So they might do some slick shit. Like, damn, baby, where this condom came from? Knowing they had it the whole time and you lying and you saying all kind of shit just so you don't want no argument. And she's looking
now,
at you like,
crazy.
Damn, why the fuck you lying? I just did that just to see what you're going to say. Yeah, y'all play games like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got no time, Carter, for no shit like that. That person
right there.
I mean,
no.
Ain't nobody got no time
but
for
it
that.
It might be. It might
be.
You got somebody that's
got
playing
no
that kind of game. You need to
it might
her.
Not
so
be
right,
the
man,
rough.
The
I'm 44 years old.
Right.
I done had that done
right.
For me plenty of times.
That's
and I done dealt with four women.
Alone.
Y'all
she
gonna think
alone.
Of something.
To
it might
her.
Not be the rubber.
She need to find herself.
But it'll be something. Any female that's not cheating on me.
They don't need to be in no relationship. They don't need to be
that's a bitch that's trying. Look, that's a bitch that's trying to find a reason to get rid of your ass. You need to let that hoe go anyway.
Okay.
He's trying to get the fuck out of the house.
we was all young and dumb at one time, and Carter is right, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen the shit too, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's
crazy.
But,
Carter, I do like how you flipped the script a little bit when you said, like, you know what I'm saying? I knock your eyes in the back of your motherfucking head around the motherfucker. So that is like a nigga starting an argument, you know what I'm saying? But that's called a hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just pass on that sometimes. We might be on some petty shit like that. So I like how you flipped that script because that could be true too, you know what I'm saying? A little argument here and there. And then, hey, you got some niggas that like that crazy shit. They want to get cussed out and shit like that.
Nah, you're right. Just to piss your girl off.
You know what I'm saying? So I like how you put that perspective on it, man. You know, so that was 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get off on that shit. That's crazy. You got a girl like that, leave her. Let me find out.
Let me find out. He on some slick shit over there. Oh, yeah, telling on himself on the slick. Let me find out.
Moving on down the panel, on that note, we're going to move on down this panel, goddamn it. They live in the motherfucker, man. We're going to throw it to Mr. Team No Filter, dope ass music. I know you got something to say on this topic, nigga. Come on. Where you at, dope?
All right. So, ugly women start more arguments, and little dick men start more arguments. So, if you're not in one of those two categories, you should be all right.
Well, damn. Straight like that. Dope said he ain't got time to knock out there.
Yeah.
He said little big men start the most arguments.
And ugly women. Wow. All right.
Fact.
And niggas that don't come to work on their radio station, they start the most arguments with their women too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna let you know. We ain't come to work tonight, nigga. Good sound effect. All right. Well, dude, we know you keeping it just like that. Hey, that was another perspective. That's why I said there's so many lanes to this shit. So we're going to leave it just like that. And we're going to keep it moving. And we're going to throw it to E Dizzle. E Dub, what's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
Oh, yeah. So, boom. It's pretty much like this. Women start the most arguments. You know what I'm saying? Man, we typically don't engage in arguments unless we kind of like got real hard evidence. You know what I'm saying? We ain't with like accusations and probes. We just gonna sit back and observe. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing about men, we ain't just gonna go in on nothing. You know what I'm saying? On any situation without sitting back and scoping it out first. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes women let their emotions jump the gun. They'll start an argument. But, you know what I'm saying? That's just how women, like they said, it's just emotional. You know what I'm saying? They react. Mm-hmm. Man, you know what I'm saying? We do shit, too. You know what I'm saying? We can egg them on a little bit. So, you know, it's like, it just is what it is, man. We just... Men gonna argue, women gonna argue. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes don't argue. You know, I don't argue with females. Like, I just be like, I'll just talk to you later. Get on down. You know what I'm saying?
There's something.
I think that makes a woman.
He said, all right, I'm out. Shit.
That's that toxic relationship where people like to argue, like, so they can make up and And you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of inviting
Well, that will
women got all the game too. Women got all the game, man. Men, we learn our game from women though. That's what's funny though, because women talk about how we got game, but we learn it from y'all.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And women do got all the game. They do. Now, I agree with you on that, brother.
Trill.
That's why we love them. Can't live
and
without.
You wonder, and you wonder why a woman can talk about a man like a dog.
Dog, that's what I said. And the nigga don't say nothing. Now that's some real nigga shit. All right, goddammit. All right, man. Production, y'all knew what y'all was doing when y'all put this topic together. I love it. Ground hard, baby. That's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're going to keep moving on down the panel. We called him last, but he's never least around this motherfucker. DJ Sergeant Rock. But wait, hold up, bro. I just want to say my ass real quick. Of course women start the most argument. Proceed, DJ Sergeant Rock. It's on you. That's all I have to say. It's
argument. I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what type of woman that you got. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can have a woman that's very argumentative, and then you can have a woman, you know, that just sits back and don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some females in this world who would just sit back and say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But they just waiting on the time to unload whatever they done stored up on your ass. You know what I'm saying?
That you thought you got away with.
See what I'm saying? So, you know, true enough, yeah, a woman will start the most arguments in a relationship. And, you know, like everybody else said, you know what I'm saying? Men, we do have a tendency to get beside ourselves sometimes. But you know what? I think everybody is going to try their mate every once in a while, you know what I'm saying, to see where they heart at, you know what I'm saying, you know, to see if she's really down for me,
when you come
or
yeah,
to see if this nigga gonna fold, you know what I'm saying, you know,
if you
every
from.
Woman and every man tries their mate every so often, you know what I'm saying,
real rap,
so,
real
you know, rap. I personally have done it. I'm just being real. I personally have done it to see if a female was going to really be down for me. And in most cases, it worked. And then in some cases, you know, shit backfire on your ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be careful. Got to be careful with this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I do agree, women start the most arguments in a relationship. Women, I mean, you just are. You just do. You just the shit.
Let them know.
Don't act like we ain't arguing for nothing. Like, we just crazy. We just run around just like this, you know. Devoing niggas and everything. Y'all
oh, no, not. It's a females like that now. It's some females like that. See, everything that you think can't happen in a female spectrum is happening. It's happening. I seen a female D-Bo a nigga. Boy, shit. Hey, with a knife. You know what I'm saying? Slice this ass up. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
She's crazy.
And see? And we can't help the crazy people that we get with. We can't help the crazy people that we get with. You don't know what you got till you get it. So you don't know they crazy until they start showing their true colors. You know what I'm saying? But everybody tries their mate at least once or twice.
I see.
At least once or twice.
Yeah, I see everybody do. It do.
Mom.
Yep.
Alright, now we chop that up. So before we take a quick intermission, since we on this topic, I just want to know this. I'm going to ask the ladies this question. So what's this whole thing about? When y'all ladies hold up that red dress and that blue dress and you say, Cody, which dress should I put on? You know what I'm saying? What you like, the red or the blue? And I go with red, and then you say, what's wrong with the motherfucking blue? You don't like the blue, nigga? What you trying to say? What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, shit, you know.
Those be trick questions.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm 38 years old. I've been on this earth for 38 years, and I still don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, don't wear nothing. I prefer walk naked, shit, if you really want to. But
well,
you know.
Well,
I said.
Well, I suggest you don't tell the truth. I suggest you don't tell the truth, Jit. You know what I'm saying? That's just like your woman coming in the room. Hold on. That's just like your woman coming in the room. And she said, baby, am I fat? And you be like, nah, baby, you ain't fat. But in your mind, you seeing her, in your mind, you know she done gained a few pounds. But you don't want to say that. You better not say that.
But that's a certain woman, Jet. Like, I never asked no man red dress or blue dress. I wear the fuck I want to wear. And I wear what makes me feel good, you know. And if he thinks it looks good on me, it looks good on me. I've never asked no man, do I look fat? I know when the fuck I gained some pounds. Why I need to ask him if I'm fat? And if he can't fuck with me because I gained an extra 20 pounds, which it might be temporary because, you know, maybe 6 months, you know, months down the line, I might lose the weight. Then he's a fuck boy. He didn't need to be in my life anyway.
Real shit. I love
that. Okay.
I love that, Queen. Lady B, I pose that same question to you, darling.
First of all, I'm not asking him about no color dresses because I'm aware what I like better. You know,
right?
I mean, I'm just gonna go with what I like. I don't really be worried about all that because anything I put on, he just gonna be like, only thing he's gonna be asking anyway, how long is it gonna take you to get ready?
Right.
He don't even be giving a shit about that because when it's time to go, he's just like, how long is it gonna take you to get ready? Because I take long to get dressed, you know. So I already know, you know, I don't never ask that question. It's just like, how long is it going to take you to get ready? You know what I'm saying? Because either way it go, it's going to be a matter of how long it take me to get ready. And as far as the fat question, I'm not even going there. You know, because I already know if my ass done gained some weight or if I done lost some weight, I'm not even going there. You know what I'm saying? Because he already know, man, you must be crazy. I'm not about to answer that fucking question. You know, it's like, shit, is you crazy? I really know what this going to turn into. This some kind of trick question. We going to be fucking all night. I ain't going to get no sex because she going to be feeling some kind of way, you know. And we ain't doing that. And he going to say, babe, whatever you think it is, do you feel like you gained some weight? And I can hear him ask me that dumbass question after I done asked him some shit like, baby, you think I gained some weight? Well, baby, what you think? You feel a little like you feel like you gained a little weight? You know what I'm saying?
Uncut. Ground hard radio.
You know?
Yeah. I love it.
And I can see him looking around like, I don't know what kind of camera's in here, but y'all ain't about to set me up. Fuck y'all. Hell no.
I love it, lady.
And he'll tell you.
I love it.
He'll say, I've been with this motherfucker 13 years. I already know what to say and what not to say. It'll be a long night up in here. Fuck no, I ain't doing this. He was telling me he was doing it.
So in other words, fellas, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. He was already doing it anyway.
Right.
Don't follow up behind me, goddammit. But we running shit tonight, man. It's Ground Hard Radio Uncut. We got the Queen, Miss Chief, and our special guest co-host, Lady B. Team, we're going to take a quick intermission, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso. Anything you want to get into, broski, you can definitely do that. Folks out there on the phone lines, man, y'all hit us up. Press 1-323-693-3043. You dig? It's on you, Face Mob. Yeah.
Trill.
Oh man. Let's
I'm
run that.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to that free smoke of the Black Larry King Volume 2.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Don't write around them motherfuckers.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. One time, goddamn, we got to live on like Larry King, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? You can't get that shit nowhere because tape sauce down. Next time I know I'm going to learn to put my shit on regular sites. You know, so. But that's what's up.
Well, God,
they should have lived on. Yeah, they should have lived on through Ground Hard Radio, though, man. That was one of my best projects. You know what I'm saying? Carter, could you go ahead and formally introduce that book?
Hey, but I believe, I did put it on Dat Piff, so you can't get that the Black Larry King.
You can't. You put it on there. All right, nigga. Get the memo. I done died and came right back to life in less than 30 seconds, goddammit. That's dope. That's how you do Ground Hard Radio, bitch. The resurrection.
He spoke, baby.
I love you for that, Carter. Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio uncut. Take off.
You're now tuning to another episode, another rendition of Brian Hart Radio. Brian Hart Radio. Reality Radio. Reality Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Dope Ass Music, aka Mr. Googleboo. I want to introduce you to the cast. You got Miss Angel 904. You got DJ Sergeant Rock. You got Face Mob Kata Mafioso. You got the CEO, the man, the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles. You got the Queen, Miss Chief, Beat Shops in the house. You got the R&B Gangsters, Razor. You got Mr. M.I. Crooked Letter I, Humpback I, E-Dub, and you got the Billy Boss, Mr. Nah Black. We're on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So roll up, pour up, do whatever you gotta do. Welcome to Grind Hard Radio. Yee!
You're live with the city's hottest DJ, DJ
Face Mob.
The Black Larry King.
The Black Larry King.
The Black Larry King.
Gonna devil that shit, gonna make me spit, gonna make me rip on a nigga, wanna trip on a nigga, wanna talk that shit. I dip on a nigga, I rip on a nigga, I bash him, my bash him. Running on the block, nigga don't know about now, they rock up on your block. Gay cock, a lick a shot. What it do, my nigga, what it is, get money all over this shit, we rock. Coming in and know I'm hot, fuck around, I'm on your block. The Black Larry King, 904, 219, and I do it for the motherfuckers civilized. One at a time, step aside, try to take my shot. I civilize all these guys, then I take them down the side. I be in another lane, and you know I do my thing. Up in the chains, and I told these niggas change the game. Got a mafioso about that bread, hood loud key. Never fuck with feds about that bread, nigga know what I mean. About that greed, about the bread, never hit that infrared. One time and two times, I lick shots and I'm on my rolling up my city. And I'm with it, boy, I get it. Boy, I'm hard act to follow, boy, you know I straight kill it. Boy, I'm in fuck shit, you know I'm on the top. And then I ride on your city, I lick a shot up on your block. I'm too hot, and I'm way too gone. And you niggas got me wrong. Boy, this ain't no sad song, and this ain't no free smoke. Watch you get broke, hanging on the rope. And you know I'm from the M-E-T-I-O. Metro, where they get that dope. Sling them things overseas on the kilo. On the boat, when he roll, for the low. Got the thing in the cream, and he know, man, in between. Gotta get the cheese, boy. Do it for the G, boy. Do it for the hustlers, ain't no bustle. I don't trust it, boy. dust. I put you in the motherfucking river. Nigga, ain't no sliver, no snake. Fuck up with face to dominate in your space. The Black Larry King, yeah. My,
the Black Larry King.
My,
the Black Larry King.
Check game on it.
The Black Larry King.
Let's talk about hypocrites, y'all. Let's talk about these hypocritical motherfuckers that's always walking around judging you, nose all turned up, face all balled up. You know, you gotta watch these motherfuckers. Hypocrites are the type of people that hit you with some shit like, well, the Lord told me to tell you, and it was on my spirit. Bitch, one shit on your spirit, because the Lord couldn't possibly tell you no shit like that with all the scheming and scamming that you be doing. You understand what I'm saying, man? You gotta watch out for these motherfucking hypocrites. Bitch, be throwing that ass in a circle on Saturday, but it's praise Jesus on Sunday. Niggas, y'all be beating hoes all week, pimping hoes all week, but it's praise Jesus on Sunday, man. You gotta watch out for these motherfucking hypocrites. Let me tell you something. I dated a chick one time, and this bitch decided to wear her stripper outfit to the church. I said, bitch, unless you plan on throwing that ass in a circle for Jesus, you might want to change that thought. Stop the fucker. It's the Black Larry King, baby.
DJ, place a mob.
We're going to run it. We're going to run it all the way. Goddamn. Go.
You're live. Go. The city's hottest DJ. DJ.
Place mob.
Y'all want to know some shit that really bother your boy? Y'all want to know some shit that really irks the fuck out of the Black Larry King, man? We got too many motherfuckers in America that can't speak no English. It's not a motherfucker you can call. It's not a place that you can go. It's not a bitch that you can see. And a motherfucker don't speak no English. You call T-Mobile, nigga don't know no English. You go down to the motherfucking restaurant, bitch can't speak no English. You go to the motherfucking corner store, guess what? This nigga don't know no English. But this nigga all day long, no, I play English, no, I play English, and all that motherfucking shit. Bitch, we don't understand you, nigga. It's called Rosetta Stone. I promise you, you can go to Amazon.com and you can handle that shit. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a motherfucking epidemic. We should not have this many motherfuckers in the good old USA. And bitch can't speak English. That's fucked up. Now come on, you gotta tighten up. Tell them the Black Larry King said that. And that's some real nigga shit. But watch them though. Watch him when you up in the motherfucking corner store. You ever step behind a motherfucking Mexican? Now this nigga, he all day long, bitch, I don't know English, no Spanish, I don't know no, all that motherfucking bullshit, nigga. But when that nigga in line getting all on motherfucking El Productos and on Coronas and on motherfucking Cervezas, they speak motherfucking fluid English then. You gotta watch some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's time to wake up. Black Larry King, baby.
The city's hottest DJ.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Come on, let's get down, let's get down.
Grind Hard Radio.
Let's do it.
Big stepper rolling up, big pressure. Yep. 6'4", kid the most, nothing lesser. Uh-huh. Riding in the Porsche, but the Rory zoom better. Got my wrist on agua, but my neck way wetter. Way. In a function, going dummy. Hey, niggas can't touch me. Nope. Run up on me, niggas jumping. No check, no discussion. Nope. 750, 700, beat loud. Speaker bumping, whole gang turning up. Niggas just how we bumming. I'm turned. I'm lit.
Hot.
Whole room is smoky like a dragon in his bitch. I'm way too jiggy. Shoot my shot, I won't miss. Take a shot to the head. What you mean, take a shit?
Nah.
6 feet deep, yeah, I'm way too in it. Rocking all black in the back like a villain.
Yeah.
If I lay down, watch the room keep spinning. And the whole gang in here, and they about to make a killing.
Yes,
we get it how we living. Cooking crack up in the kitchen. Talking hundreds with the bitches. Pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely. Got a dozen with the kids. The Reno on the track. Look at what a nigga did. We get it how we living. Cooking crack up in the kitchen. Talking hundreds with the bitches. Pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely. Got a dozen with the kids. The Reno on the track. Look at what a nigga did.
I drink that sky vodka with that ocean spray. I'm like feel good. Really let it hop the way. And then nothing but money on my resume. I'm like Riri and Beyonce without the fame. We gon' turn up her bottle.
Watch them cute models and fill up our cups.
We gon' turn up her bottle.
Watch them cute models and fill up our cups.
I step in the club and I'm clean and turned up. Don't need no haters that showing me love. I see all the haters tossing them shot up. Don't need no combo, got drink in my cup. Falling all over the queen of the lust. I'm living like money, I'm star level up. Drinks ain't nothing, my swag is enough.
We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen. Talking hundreds is the business, pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely, got a dozen with the kids. The Reno on the track, look at what a nigga did. We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen. Talking hundreds is the business. Pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely. Got a dozen with the kids. The Reno on the track. Look at what a nigga did.
That's how we do it. All right, we had to come back from that Black Larry King break. Yeah, that's
man.
The
song.
Yeah.
Okay. We had to clean it up.
Man,
but, that was some
up.
Of my best work, and I love that track, man. But that was some of my best work, man. And y'all niggas just don't know how much y'all motivated me. Yeah.
But
might need to tap into
that.
Some comedy. Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
for
right.
I needed that.
And
cause I had it was a rainy day today. It was fucked up today. Boy, I needed that laugh.
Man,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
Laughter is good for the soul. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage everybody to get your laugh on. You know what I'm saying? It might be some shit that might not even be that funny. But get your motherfucking laugh on anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because a smile,
they say you gotta laugh
a motherfucking frown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
That's real. Motivation team, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm a laugh.
I mean,
I'm a laugh.
Yeah,
I'm a laugh.
We know this shit too.
I don't give a
fuck. You know what I'm saying? Get your laugh on. I like that rock. Nigga, we need to collaborate on a t-shirt.
Hey,
get your laugh on and sell
yeah,
that.
Get a shirt and say laugh with the rock.
Okay.
So, there you go. See, boom. All right, now, Miss Chief, you charge the next constellation we got. Whatever you gonna charge?
Okay, I'm gonna
say no more.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna keep this thing moving, man. It's Ground Hard Radio Uncut with Lady B. If y'all wanna hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number. Or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Team, a couple of things that we have not covered, I believe that we haven't covered when we was on break from the show. You know, we just getting back with this new season, man. Talking about your boy Chadwick Boseman, you know what I'm saying? You know, Black Panther passed away, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to send our condolences out there, you know. So with me, I just want to say, man, I feel like, you know, bro chose the way how he wanted to go out. And when I say this team, like, you know, he never let nobody knew he had colon cancer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was a young ass, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's just the utmost respect. You could be this big personality. And that's another thing, too, team, you know, you could be a megastar, but you never know what a motherfucker going through on the inside or behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You took the words right out of my mouth, sis, because they're still human. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at these people like superheroes, but they regular people just like us, you know, so that's just real. I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, so.
That's so real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was,
and,
he
made seven movies after he found out. Seven of them.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I know that boy.
And he's from South Carolina, Anderson. So shout out to my boy. You know what I mean? Wakanda forever.
Yeah,
man.
Seriously.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
2020 being crazy, y'all. Like, man, when I tell you, losing these folks, man, you just got to keep on, you know, fighting, keep moving, keep persevering.
Right.
You know, so definitely.
That's right. And be that voice. You got a platform to have a voice, you know, for and be a voice for the people in any way you can. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I strive my best any way I can to give anybody some enlightenment, anybody a jewel, or anybody something, give anybody something they can run with to help their life, their family, you know, because everything is a taught behavior. And remember, we was taught a certain way. So we got to reverse that shit and get back alive.
And you know what? You know what, bro?
That's
I would take it even
deep.
Further. When you have a platform, it is your obligation to have some type of, put some type of balance in humanity. You know,
right.
You don't contribute.
I think so,
you know, because you make karma, but you don't contribute to the negative. Mm-hmm. You manifest and you give out good vibes, good things, into the earth, because we got enough bullshit going on. And it's your obligation if you have a platform to hold that balance. I'm not saying, you know, everybody don't have to be, you know, an activist or anything, but however you find a way to create the balance on the earth, that's what the money needs to do.
Absolutely.
Not everybody got to play their part. That's right.
I'm a firm believer on it's just about using your platform wisely. You know, I feel like there's a lot of people that got these platforms.
Right.
They just not using the shit wisely. They use it for every fucking thing else, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the best bits of advice that I give to everybody.
Yeah.
Use your fucking platform wisely. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, what else you doing?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or the FCC going to shut your ass down. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
True.
The time that we live in, baby.
Team,
as we're going through this hip hop news, this is going to be a bit of a flip. You know what I'm saying? Because do we kind of give a fuck? But I want to say this, though. Did y'all see this coming? Cardi B and your boy Offset. So, my question I'm posing, did y'all see that coming? Did you see that coming? Because I'm asking this because you got two powerhouse motherfuckers. You got two powerhouse motherfuckers. Your niggas could have made that shit work now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have ruled the world around that motherfucker. And then also my second question to that is that a part of a reason that when you in this entertainment business that you tend not to date another entertainer? And I wanted to say it that way so it can apply to everybody that's on this panel right now. Because I feel like we all You understand what I'm saying? So, did you see it coming first? Let's start off with the ladies. We're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to start off with Lady B.
Well, I miss part of what happened. I miss part of what happened with all of it. I just got a piece of it.
No, I was saying the whole Cardi B, Offset, they getting a divorce. You know, did you see that coming? And does that make you think, like, hey, maybe entertainers shouldn't date each other? I wanted to know what your thoughts on that, on both parts.
Well, it's an up and down thing. I mean, because I think that entertainers can date each other, and I think it can work.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that sometimes people get caught up in that superstar mindset. And forget that outside of that fame, you still got a real life. And I think that sometimes people let their status override their common sense, you know, and that's where they let that shit fuck up what they got at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with a lot of them, you know. They mm-hmm. be so caught up in the fact that, oh, I got all these people riding me, all these people sweating me, you know, I'm such and such. I can have anybody I want to, and forget that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you still, you know, when you cut, you bleed, you know what I'm saying? You know, fuck all yeah. that fame status. When it's all said and done, you bleed just like a regular motherfucker, you know?
Right.
And wow, all shit. That money gone, you still ain't, you know, when all that money is said and done, what the fuck you got? You know, and that's what a lot of them fail to realize, that all that material shit don't mean nothing. Because you got it today, it's gone tomorrow, and you be done fucked up everything you got, running around with some old nothing-ass bitch, and then she gone, and you back to square one. Now, me personally, I don't want to fuck with somebody who ain't got just as much to lose as I do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that was stupid, because he could have took and built with her, you know, a bitch.
Yep.
If she got money like
I'm
you,
saying on that
you take
side.
That shit
yep.
and double with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
want to
take.
That's what I was saying.
I got a bitch right here at the top with me. She got money. I got money. We gonna take and build with this shit. Ain't no way in the world I'm gonna get this damn. You know, not to say that there's something wrong with a bottom barrel bitch, but I'm not gonna go and pick this bitch up out the gutter and do. You know, and I got somebody right here who already got her money. Because now you got to be wondering, what the hell she want with me? Do she want my money? Does she really want me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to be trying to figure that shit out. At least I know over here, this bitch already got her money. So I ain't got to worry about her digging in my shit. You know?
Right.
And that's,
right.
that's just the way that go. You know? And I could say that for myself. Because even now, with me having my own business, when I meet guys, when guys see me and they say, what you do for a living? And I say, oh, well, I have my own business, but I do this, that, and the other. And, you know, they look in a certain way. And I tell them, oh, hold on, motherfucker. If you're looking for a sugar mama, you might as well keep on going. I'm another bill.
Right.
You know, you ain't getting shit over here. I got two pimps. And both of my pimps under 3 feet tall. My grandchildren, you know what I'm saying? You get your ass on where you going. If you're looking for somebody to pay a bill, bitch, you might as well go ahead on where you going, you know? And I'm not even nowhere near where they at, and I know how it is to have somebody, as soon as you say you got something or you got your shit in place, they got a whole, they treat you a whole different way, or they already trying to figure out what the fuck they going to get from you. And that's crazy, you know?
Right.
I ain't nowhere in the world. I'm going to go pick somebody up from nothing and bring them over here talking about something. Well, look what I got, and this is what I can do. No, fuck no.
Right.
You know, ain't no way in the world. You know, and I told my son, if I was to marry anybody other than the dude I'm with right now, if I die before he do, that motherfucker got 90 days to find himself someplace to go. Because he can't live in my house after I die. He get to leave with what he came with. And they got a whole checklist when that motherfucker go. Ain't gonna be in my shit when if I die before him, he can't take shit. Only what I gave him when I was alive. Ain't none of that.
We got some real ass.
That's why
I don't
get that shit.
Real.
I don't get that shit. You know,
y'all
and that's crazy.
Females. That's real,
man.
That's crazy.
I respect that, Queen. That's 100. That's 100. Well said. Well said. All right, Queen Chief. So you, babe, what's your thoughts?
I seen it coming. I didn't really care because I didn't look at their relationship as a genuine relationship, more of a publicity relationship. I'm really wondering, is this going to be a soap opera saga, you know, break up, get back together? Because you said this before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, is this, you know, I just think that it's a lot of publicity. Cardi B had, you know, she was hot for a minute, you know, and so was he, and, you know, and then they broke up and hear all this, you know, publicity, and then they came out with albums. Then they together. Then they had a baby. It's just too soap opera for me. Me personally, I need to date an entertainer, and I need to date an entertainer that is doing more than me, or
that's real.
At the same level of me, because I work hard, and I don't want somebody that's hindering me from doing what I'm doing.
That's some real shit.
To understand, he has to be secure in himself. We couldn't mess, and he checking for who I'm talking to because I'm trying to make my money. We wouldn't mesh like that, or I'm checking for him or who he's talking to because he needs to make his connections or his money. I couldn't deal with someone like that. I don't feel that men that are not in some type of entertainment business can relate to me, you know, and they don't take it seriously, and they don't respect it. And if you don't respect what I love, then I can't fuck with you.
Straight up. All right. The queens have spoken on Ground Hard Radio. I'm going to see what my brothers think. You know what I'm saying? Carter, what's your thoughts, bro? All
right. I had a good one, too. Let's see. What's the topic again? I got my answer.
You don't know who it is.
Yeah, you on that hood, man. It's all good, bro.
I got
you right. That's how brothers do.
I had to wait.
I got you. You know I got you, man. But I was just saying, what was your overall thought of Cardi B and Offset? They said he get
I got it. First of all, what happened was the reason why she wanted to get a divorce is because he's cheating so much. And at first she got caught cheating. So
boom,
they're gonna do instead of her wanting child support and all that, they're gonna settle and just get joint custody of the child. So, you know, it's at a point at a time that's just like in my last relationship, you know, like one of us cheated, we kept it going, you know, eventually the other person started cheating, you know, and then once the man started cheating, you know, it gets out of hand, because, you know, we don't care. Once we start cheating, that means we don't care about what we got going on, the relationship, the foundation. Yeah, once we go outside, we don't care. So, he just got to the point the way he don't care. And then, you know, when you got a girl that's popping and that's cheated on you before, it's like, you know, and, you know, it's like she on her shit. It's like, and you never can have more gain than a female. It's like, man, let me have something going just in case she embarrassed. Because she embarrassed in the first time. You got all this money. Body. So it was already scorned and broken when she cheated the first time. You know what I'm saying? So, once that bond get broken in a relationship, that shit kind of just, it'd be hard to bring. You know what I mean? Bring it back together. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, it was already messed up with the cheating, you know. But yeah, he was just cheating too much to where she was like, you embarrassing me now, you know.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? And not to cut you off, Carter, I just want to put mine out there real quick. That's what I was about to say. Both of them was cheating, god damn it. You know what I'm saying? So am I surprised? No. Was I rooting for him? Yeah, because I mean, shit, that was the next, like, you know, it could have been on some Beyonce, Jay-Z type shit. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if she was cheating,
yeah,
he was cheating. Yeah.
Anytime, holla at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely the hood version. But if y'all both cheating, y'all should have still kept that business, though. I'm still thinking about the business in this particular instance. You know, we're talking about Cardi B and Offset. Have a fucking open relationship. You going to fuck your bitch over here? I'm going to fuck this nigga over here. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to come back in the middle on this money. You understand what I'm saying? We got a child together, you know. So I think that could have been handled a little bit. But I just wanted to throw that out there. It wasn't like the man was just cheating. She was cheating, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You got to learn your business. That's right. Why I say have your open relationship. I stand on that. Have an open relationship. But, hey, that's just me. Keeping it moving. Carter, appreciate that. We're going to throw the E-Dub real quick. Got to have an open relationship. Ain't nothing wrong with that in 2020. God damn, I was approved when the show first started. Now that I came out myself. So no open relationship for you. No open relationship.
And a fight go with that.
My pain. It's a simple solution, kid. It solve a lot of problems. I love you, Queen. Hey, Queen gonna put your ass back in place. She said ain't nobody co-signing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, okay,
all right. Well, and a fight go with that.
Oh,
it
man.
It'd be a good
look
fight,
it.
It'd be a good fight, whichever one you want.
Wow. Hey, if you want some smoke, you come like that and you'll get it. I guarantee you.
Well, damn. All right. E-Dub, you want to put something in on it real quick, bro?
Oh man, shit! I ain't really got too much to add on to.
You ain't got too much to put on it. That's the same thing. Yeah,
it is what it is at this
you
point.
Ain't gonna think that. Yeah. Cause Black Twitter coming after me tomorrow, goddamn, I'm gonna be lit up on social media. Oh, yeah. All right, right. E-Dub, play the safe. You play the safe. It's all good, goddamn it. We gonna throw out the dope ass music. What's the talk? I don't blame you.
Well, as my grandpappy used to say, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Mm-mm.
And they used to call it jawbone. So I was not expecting that to make last very long. But also, when you're in a great relationship, like, say, Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys, or, you know, Sierra and Russell, you elevate your queen. Your queen is a reflection of yourself. Who the fuck is Cardi B a reflection of, Austin? I'm just saying. She don't even write her own lyrics. I'm just saying. I wasn't expecting too much. You're going to have a cute-ass baby, but if that baby come out sounding like their mama, you're going to have a problem. You're going to
yep.
Be like, don't say this. Don't say this. Don't talk. Don't talk.
Yep. Yep. You all
right,
you got to
think
don't...
about these things. Yeah, when you procreate, you got to think about what is... You really want that woman raising your kid? Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Right.
That's like yeah. Remy and Papoose.
Valid
you
point.
Know what I'm saying? You
yeah,
right
Remy
on
and Papoose,
see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right on that. She
you
is a reflection
point,
of you.
I can't stand the way she talks. And I can't stand the way she talks. I was saying, what the fuck is she talking about?
Right.
Oh, my God. I could look. If that was my daughter's mother, I would slip both of our wrists. Like, we're just going to go into the quiet beyond together because that ain't going to happen.
I was married to a Cuban. One thing you cannot do, you cannot piss them Latinos off. Boy, you piss them off one time, boy, they gonna fuck you up mentally and physically. They love hard. They love you to death. They loyal. Ride or die. When shit get big, they gonna ride. But you flip on them and do some shit on them one time, your ass is history.
It's a wrap.
I need that. I need that E-40 love. I need that Ice Cube and his wife love. I don't need that motherfucking Offset and Cardi B love. What the fuck is that?
That's the Tales from the Hood. That's
what that is. It's the Tales
from
the Hood. Right. I like that. That's that really good, man. This has been one hell of an episode. That's what's up. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up 323-693-3043 for your last minute shout outs. You can hit us up on our official website. That's groundhardradio.com. We got all new episodes of GHR coming at you all next week. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you tune in for that. Before we get up out of here, team, because this is a special 90-minute episode tonight, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure y'all have a good weekend. But before we get into the final track of the night and all that good shit, I did want to throw it to our special guest co-host, Lady B. I wanted you to get your plugs out there, Queen. Let them know what you're working on. You've been working, you know what I'm saying? Pandemic or no pandemic, you've been out there getting it, you know. So bless the folks real quick, Queen. Let them know what you're all about, where they can follow you at, and all that good shit. Get your promo on, darling. And you know we appreciate you for co-hosting with us.
Yeah.
Okay, God, where do I start? Let's see. I can be found everywhere. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. But I'm not active on Twitter, but I can be found on Twitter. Facebook, Instagram. I don't do Snapchat, but I can be found on any of the social media outlets. I am also on my Facebook. I'm on a website, mainly on Facebook. Lady B Plus Size Lingerie, Lady B Printing, which is my newest business. Lady B Lingerie, Lady B Plus Size, which is where we specialize in plus size lingerie only. Lady B Printing. I also have my venue, which is located in New Orleans. I have my male and female promotions, which is adult entertainment for adults only. Those are my four business outlets. Like I said, the main place you can find me is on Facebook, but I can be found anywhere. Just look for Baena or Lady B. You can Google Lady B in New Orleans, and I can be found. That is pretty much it. I have a little bit of everything going on, and that's pretty much it. But I can be found anywhere. I have so much going on. I don't even know where to start. Shit.
Yes, you do. Folks, make sure you follow Real Queen out here, and we definitely gonna have another uncut edition of Ground Hard Radio a little later in the season. So once again, Lady B, we appreciate you. We salute you. Again, call us. Y'all sit tight, you know what I'm saying? Because the show ain't over just yet. We got some last minute shout outs. But team, we're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night. Now, all the shows going to be 2 hours next week. We had to do 90 minutes this week. So, you know, but little budget cut. Production said 90 minutes. It's all good. Final track of the night goes through. Y'all see how I blame that shit on production? You got to learn how to do that. I learned that in my thing. This thing was production.
Hey, it's all production's fault.
I know that black ass nigga had something to do with it. Yeah, I learned over the years, goddamn it.
Hey, you're reading the teleprompter wrong.
I learned that in my 10 years. What have you learned, nigga? Blame production, goddamn it. But nevertheless, we're going to go ahead and get to the final
God
track of the night. And the final track of the night goes to, and can we get a drum roll, please?
Man, can we get some drums for this bullshit? Can we get some drums, please? Can we get some drums, please? Oh!
Straight up it all. Final track of the night goes to. We got to represent for the 228, boy, man. I'm throwing it to E Dizzle. You know what I'm saying, broski? Anything you want to get into, we got you. Y'all keep it locked. Come back to our shout outs when we get that fill up out here.
What's happening?
Hey, what's doing, man?
Yeah, man.
True. Yeah, another episode in the books, man. You know what I'm saying? Ground Hard Radio.
Indeed.
You want to know how we be coming on Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. Shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to the squad. You already know we come with that fire every time. So with that being said,
true.
We gonna slide on the run time, man. Slide.
That's my shit. That's my motherfucking shit. That's my shit.
Slide on a bro.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. For sure.
Bob.
It's your boy, E-Dub, man. 228 Mississippi, man. You already know. You are now tuned in to Ground Hard Radio. Yeah, make sure you go follow me on Instagram, E-Dub228, boy, and slide. Let's go.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio. Kick off.
Bah. Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lay, the boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
I'ma slide on everybody who doubt about another like me. I doubt to roll up the gas fast on everybody. Plotting on the real one, how you get by it. I never fold, I'm too solid. I know my rights, I won't remain silent. These haters can't really need to stop. You cross me, I'm promise I'm sliding. No recess, I ain't playing. Got my weight up, pocket strained. I tell, keep my phone ring. More comments coming on, saying
okay.
I'm the sickest, not COVID. Keep doubting and watch me go get it. Probably cut this beat up in the skillet. Guaranteed every time I'm a killer. No hustle mixed it. Why they talking down on the door? I want respect, keep the faith, love. Me beep on Facebook for what? I don't do no talking, pulls up. Rappers know not to diss me. I know they mad, it's my season. I feel my bad like I'm DZ. I'll slide if you give me a reason. Slide. Cross me and I promise I'm slide. Roll up that gas, spaz on their body. Slide. I got shit to do, I'm about to slide. She got that water, I wanna slide. I'ma slide on everybody who died to find another like me. I die to roll up the gas fast on everybody. Plotting on the real one, how you get by it. I'll never fold, I'm too solid. I know my rights, I won't remain silent. These haters can't really need to stop it. You cross me, I promise I'm sliding. I'ma slide for my carefolk. I'ma slide for I go broke. Gotta keep me a fame roll. If you don't know, now you know. I'ma play the game how it go. Keep the blizzard extra ammo. 100 shots. That's a drum roll. Slice you up, call me Kimbo. Coast boy lifestyle. On the slide, they try to bite my style. Ain't heard from Shardy in a while. Slide on you when I'm up in town. Said you need to get piped down. I'm about to slide on you right now. Then I'ma slide to the Jack Town. On the south, I'm a big dog. Slide. Cross me and I promise I'm sliding. Slide. Roll up that gas, pass on their back. I got shit to do, I'm about to slide. Yeah, she got that water, I wanna slide.
Close me a promise and slide.
All right, mate. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it. We're going to start off with the host and my motherfucking broski, Carter Mafioso.
Yeah.
Turn up for a motherfucking check. Slide.
This your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. Face the Hood Loud King. I want to thank y'all for coming to another episode of Ground Hard Radio. Shout out to the queen, Lady B, you know, for coming again, once again. Blessing
always
us, you know what I'm saying? Showing us love, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it nice and nasty and sexy, you know what I'm saying? Salute, queen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my other queen, my sis, you know what I'm saying? Beat shop representer, killer, spitter, ripper nigga with the, you know what I'm saying? The Queen Miss Chief, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it live, Beat Shop representative, you know what I'm saying? Love you always. Shout out Miss Angel 904, you know what I'm saying? Duval, stand up, You know what I mean? Shout out to my mom, brother Dope Ass Music with the hot tracks. You know what I'm saying? Go get that Cali to Carolina, Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? Volume 2 on the way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E Dub. Go get that slide. You know what I'm saying?
Fire that shit go.
Sit up. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Not Black. Just KP. Charles Bellinger. The motherfucking mayor. The Black Larry King. My
love
brother
you,
Dick Chronicles. Making it possible for us to shine. You know what I'm saying? Love you, bro. Always. Shout out to DJ Sajay. Rock up on your blit out. Workshop.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the spot hit out. You know what I'm saying?
True.
All the time. You know what I mean? True. Love you, bro. And we
I
out.
Love you too,
peace
man.
To the gods.
Peace.
You did?
All right.
And we out.
All hell to the motherfucking queen. You know what I'm saying? Representing that stretch one, Nina, Miss Chief, throw yourself out there. Love you, queen.
Oh, I had a good time. Sis, you need to be, you need to come around more often. I enjoyed you. I really enjoyed that. Yes.
Love, lady.
I had a good time with you guys. I miss y'all. 90 minutes is not a fucking enough yet, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm complying with the rules, so whatever. Hey, all y'all listeners up there, we are here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you look to me, your girl, Miss Chief, you can find me on all major social media sites. I spell my name MZCHIEF. BEATSHOP. Holla at your girl. Till next time.
Ma, and Miss Chief said you better man the fuck up and do 2 full hours around this motherfucker. I will see you. This is the last of the 90 minutes. This is the last of the 90 minutes, baby. When she speaks, that's it. I love you,
you know
baby. I love you, baby.
Hey, sis. You done scared Jit. It's over with. You done scared him. It's over with.
Oh, man.
We'll put it out there. I thought I said it gently.
Hey, I love you, baby. You said it the way
side.
You said it the way you supposed to say it, baby. I love it. I will see you.
Hey.
Okay.
Jit, you better not to speak that shit.
Yeah. True.
Shit.
We got the queens in the building, and I can definitely say this, Chief. You definitely said a mouthful when you said we need to definitely have Lady B around more. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see if we can make that happen. Representing that New Orleans. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Lady B, throw yourself out there, darling. Love you, baby.
Okay.
Family around here. We love you.
True.
I just want to say it's always a pleasure to be in the building. Like I said, y'all got to be some of the craziest motherfuckers to hang out with. Some of the liveliest people, I'm telling you. It's always good to be in the building with y'all. Because y'all be on point. And I'm telling you, my cheeks be hurting when I be on with y'all. Because y'all crazy as fuck. But it be real, though. It be real. And I'm always happy to come in. Every time y'all hit me up, I'm like, okay, this is going to be one live-ass night here. There's about just hanging with the crazy motherfuckers in the city here. But y'all be on one, and this was up. It's always good to be
we
in the building.
You,
love. We love you, Lady B. For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Same here.
Wow.
Y'all crazy as fuck. It's always real.
True.
That's what's real.
That's what it is, man. God damn. All right, we're going to take it down to the 228, man. You know what I'm saying? The 228, boy, E-Dub. Put yourself out there, broski.
For sure, man. It's your boy, E-Dub. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to the Black Lyric King, G Chronicle. Shout out to Miss Chief, you know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio Queen. Shout out to DJ Sandra Rock. Shout out to Katama Fiesta, Dope Ed Music, Not Black. Shout out to Lady B. You know, to everybody that tune in, make sure y'all tune in this week. It's going down again. You already know how we do Grind Hard Radio. We out of this thing.
Hey, for life, baby. That's what's up.
True.
Ma. All right, this your boy Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. The Black Larry King, man. Make sure you follow me on social media. That's Instagram and Twitter, at Jit Chronicles. You already know, man. Salute to the whole team. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Lady B, love when you come through, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the whole motherfucking cast. IEP, Mr. Charles Bellinger, salute. Ground Hard Radio, to the audience out there, the fans, the supporters, you know what I'm saying? We love y'all too, man. Y'all make this shit possible, so keep fucking with us, Ground Hard Radio. Got to get a little shameless plug out there real quick, man. Make sure y'all check out my t-shirt shop, my online shop, man, Jit's Closet, and that's at jitscloset.net. Buy a t-shirt. Go to the work calls. Right now, man, I'm going to throw it to my broski. I'm going to throw it to my broski, DJ Sergeant Rock. Broski, get your plugs out there and take us out. I love y'all, nigga.
Man, shit.
Too, bro.
For real. And don't forget to check us out on Live 365. You know what I'm saying? We got our own motherfucking network. You know what I'm saying? And we plan all of the episodes from your favorite shows. So, you know, we keeping it live around here at Grind Hard Radio. Live 365. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite from up under the ground. You're under dig. Sending major shouts out to Charles Billinger, cause he keep the lights on in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? For real. Shouts out to the Black Larry King. As always, I love you, big broski. You
love
know
you,
what
bro.
I'm saying? For real. You know what I mean? Hey, salute to Cotto Mafioso. You know what I'm saying? I love you, brother. You know what I mean? Hey, it's on and popping. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kelly the Carolina, part two on the way. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm talking about? Trio. You know what I mean? Much love to Miss Chi. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about she stays sitting in the DP. Smoking, you know what I'm saying? Smoking something, you know what I'm saying? That's Miss Chief, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I'm talking about? The Beat Shop Queen, and she is the queen of GHR, you know what I'm saying? I love you, sis. I love you, sis.
You, too,
you know what I'm
Get
saying?
Into it.
Hey, much love, the dope ass music, you know what I'm saying? Keeping with all the hot hits and the hot beats and the hot. Everything, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks
Much
friend.
Love to dope ass music, theme no filter, aka Bay Fresh, like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, much love to 305 Razor, the R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio. See, y'all didn't know that we got some R&B in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And he's representing with us at Grind Hard Radio.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Man, much love to Young Nah. He stay on the board. He stay mixing up some shit. You know what I'm saying? Team Rock with me and this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Miss Angel 904. Baby, we could have used you tonight. You know what I'm saying? We boy, I know we would have had a blast with you tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because the topic was on point. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey, Duval, stand the fuck up for the Trill Queen of GHR. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And much love to my boy, you know what I'm saying? The 228 boy, representing Mississippi to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? I love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? And we must kick it again. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
True.
Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, we are the epitome of Grind Hard Radio because we are Grind Hard Radio. And we run the matrix around this raggedy ass bitch. And I'll holler. DJ Sergeant Rock album coming soon. Drill.
Look. We out this thing, man. Deuces in my Chris Brown voice. We outro.
Okay.
Y'all have a safe weekend.
True.
Bye.
Yeah. We out this week. What?
True.